Hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. It's been a while, huh?
I know. Yes.
It's been a while. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing the payment, and I know you sent a text that you wanted to take care of it this week. So
sure.
I can update the payment method for you if you like. I have your billing in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys are not able to take it out?
No, it's saying soft decline, and I'm not sure what that means, but we have the visa ending in 5285. Is that card still good, or did something change on it,
no.
You think?
Yeah, I canceled that card because I had so many bank accounts.
Oh, that's what happened. I see. Okay, so we'll have to put a whole new card in. So my only question
I got complicated with myself because I got so many bank accounts.
I know. Me too. I'm the same way. I keep this one wallet at home that has like a bunch of cards in it. And sometimes when I go through it, I'm like, I haven't used this card for years. Like, why do I have it? I should just cancel it. You know, I didn't even remember I still had it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But don't worry. We'll get you up to speed. So for the new card, is it still the same billing address on Magnolia Fields Loop?
Yeah, yes, that's
it
the
is.
Same
okay.
address. But we can, yeah, we have to change the card, the payments.
You got it. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me a second. How much is it?
It's $149.
Okay, cool. It's, sorry, I'm driving.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. I understand.
Oh, I think I missed my turn.
Oh, that's the worst.
How the heck did I miss my turn? It's 4635.
Okay.
7800.
Got it.
1884.
Okay.
1405.
And expiration?
1029.
And the code?
It's 082.
082. Okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. How's it going with your Polynesian group? You still have that up off the ground?
You know what? I have not been really focused on that. Just been focused a lot on my business.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, that's another full-time job to try to run a group like that. So I get it. That's, you know, I think it would probably stretch you too thin to do both, right?
I don't think so. Just too much to focus on. Because, you know, my business, there's a lot of stuff, that I'm learning about my business that I was not aware of.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that's something I have to take care of that. And it was just a lot of stuff that I have to take my business very seriously about some of the stuff that I have to protect myself, you know, with employees I have to rework my contracts.
Really?
Because there was a lot of things I was... Yeah, I mean, you never know until it happens, you know. That's, I said, I'm not aware of that. So that's something I have to, I have to fire the bookkeeper. Accountant. Yeah, she really messed up the payroll stuff, because she was doing payrolls too.
Yeah.
So she didn't use my EIN number. She used the EIN number, Social Security as the EIN number.
Oh, I see. And then that messed everything up paperwork-wise, huh?
Yeah, so then I had to try to talk to them. They called me. ATP called me. It's like, hey, we couldn't even file your this quarter because apparently your EIN number is not correct. I said, what do you mean it's not correct? So I realized, I said, I wasn't the one that set up the account, but I trusted the bookkeeper. She knew what she was doing. She was handling all that stuff. But I realized that. And they told me, well, there's two owners over here. I said, what do you mean two owners? Only one owner.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, because they had two different numbers, the EIN and then the social, right?
No. She didn't use my EIN number. She used the my social security number.
Oh, so they didn't have the EIN. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a big problem. So, it looked like you were using a personal social for a business account, like an EIN number. That's a big mix up. So then you had to redo everything, huh?
Yeah. Then I had to redo everything. So you had to refile, you know, because, I have to communicate with the ATP, another different department of ATP, and then ATP was communicating with the IRS. I mean, it was a whole lot of things. And then the accountant was involved too because he wasn't doing my bookkeeper. He came in, you know, trying to fix this issue that the bookkeeper was doing, and there was a lot of things, you know. I feel like she also listed herself as a second owner. Can you believe that?
Wow. That's scary. Sounds like she was like fraudulent or something. I hope she didn't steal money for it from you.
That's something I was asking. I was like, man, there's a lot of money sucking up from my account. I don't even know what happened to
you. Oh no, that's terrible.
Yeah, seriously.
So were you able, is that why you changed the account? Or I hope she doesn't have access to it still.
Yeah, that's why I had to change the accounts. I had to change a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm happy you got that taken care of because that's scary to think that someone like that could even have access to your stuff, you know? You know what you should do? Go on to like freecreditreport.com or something and put in your social, and then you can block your credit for, I think, a year or 3 years. I forget which it is. For free. So if she tries to like use your social, like identity theft to like run it for credit anywhere, it won't go through. And then if you wanted to run it legitimately, let's say you wanted to buy a new work vehicle or something, then you just let the credit bureaus know like, hey, I actually need to use it. And you know, they'll unblock it. But I had to do that for my daughter. She was having some fraud, you know, potential fraud take place on her account. So we just blocked it, you know, and I don't remember if it was for 1 year or 3 years, but it was nice just for the peace of mind. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can get that
done.
Mm-hmm. Now, question. I saw that when you added the Google Ads, well, let's see. They last charged you for them in May, so they're not billing together with the local. So my question is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance, the local service ads?
I don't have. Yeah, we had that conversation over here.
We did. Okay. Yeah, I see that we started the Google ads in January, but the local service ads are a little bit different. They're a pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email on it. And if you ever wanted to try it, you know, what you could do is maybe discontinue some of the Google ads and use some of that money to try the Google Guaranteed because I think that you would really like it. But you
have
to pass.
I don't have a contactless license.
Oh, okay. Let me see if it's required in your state because some states,
they
don't
do.
Require it. Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I probably already looked it up for you back then. That's why we went with the Google ads, right? Okay. Yep. You know, I met a neat lady last night in the Polynesian world. We went to a wedding, and her name was Tali, and she was the daughter of this Latui guy who's like the first, like, father of the fire knife dancing.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, her name's Tali. She actually came from Hawaii to the wedding. And I think her dad passed away, like, in, like, 2013 or something, but everybody knows of him because he's the one that, like, was the original fire knife dancer. Yeah, so she was, like, it was really cool. We ended up, like, you know, when you come into the a wedding like that and everybody sits down and you don't really know, like, oh, am I going to sit next to someone I know or anything? And we sat next to her and her husband just by accident, and we had such good conversation with her, and my husband knew, like, her village she was from, and they were talking a lot. So, because she's actually Samoan, but she doesn't look it. If you see her, you think she's, like, Tahitian or Hawaiian or something, you know? But yeah, she's Samoan, and it was just a neat thing, you know, a neat little experience for us. You know, we had heard about her for many years, but we had never met her yet. So, you know, last night was the first time we met her. Yeah, small world, right?
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Very nice. Yep.
Yeah, I know I know the daughter. I know the other daughter in American Samoa because I used to live in American Samoa.
Oh, what's her name?
Ah, man, I forgot her name. It's been a long time. She was a fire knife dancer too herself. Older. She was a little bit older. I think she was in her 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this lady, she told us she was 70 years old. And I couldn't believe it. She didn't look like she was like, she looked like she was maybe between 30 and 40. Just beautiful shape, beautiful skin. Yeah, she's married. That's why she was there. Her husband, Larry Sr., their son was getting married to, one of our, like, family friends, like her daughter, that little girl, a niece, like, grew up with our kids. So her son was marrying a niece, which was our family friend. So that's why we were there. But yeah, that was their baby. But I couldn't believe it when she said she was 70. I said, wait a minute, what did you just say? I'm like, you didn't say you're 70, are you? And she said, yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, it was miraculous. She just looked so good. I said, what in the world is the secret? And she said, oh, good genes. Yeah, I'm like, man, if she could bottle that secret, she could make a lot of money because, you know, I would buy what she was doing if she had it. Yeah, it was great. So, okay, well, I don't want to hold you up, especially if you missed your turn. So at least we got the payment up to speed. And thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, too. Okay.
Yeah, same too. Thank you so much. It was great.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's always nice talking to you as well. Okay. Yeah, if you need anything, reach out to me. But I see they have one of the best guys assigned to your account. His name's Ruben. So he always is staying on top of being your account manager too. So you could always reach out to us. Ben. His name's Ruben, but people call him Ben.
Oh.
Yep. Has he been treating you well?